The Pentagon has suspended training programs for all Saudi military students here in the United States. That's roughly 900 Saudis out of a total of about 5,200 foreign military trainees across the country. The clampdown comes in the wake of last week's shooting at a naval air base in Pensacola, Florida. A trainee from the Saudi Royal Air Force killed three American sailors and wounded eight other people. Now there's an indefinite halt for Saudi military students on all flight instruction, firing range training, and other operations outside the classroom. But the deadly attack has also raised questions about the purpose of these programs.
These types of programs, exchanges, are very important to our national security.
That's Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Earlier this week, he told Fox News that the Pentagon would review vetting procedures for foreigners on American military bases, but he said the U.S. would continue the training programs.
And the ability to bring foreign students here to train with us, to understand American culture, is very important to us building those long-term relationships that keep us safer.
Fahad Nazir is a spokesperson for the Embassy of Saudi Arabia. He's been following events from Washington.
You know, some of our critics have argued that this terrible incident should lead to a broader debate about Saudi-U.S. relations. So I would argue that the security and military cooperation between our two nations has actually saved the lives of thousands of people in the United States, in the kingdom, and elsewhere. I'll give you just two quick examples. In 1991, American and U.S. soldiers expelled Saddam Hussein's invading army from Kuwait. More recently, Saudi Arabia flew the second highest number of sorties in the U.S. military coalition against a terrorist group that calls itself Islamic State.
Are you saying Saudi Arabia has flown more sorties than the United Kingdom in the fight against ISIS?
Well, I won't argue about the actual numbers, but we flew a lot of missions. And not only that, but I would argue that Saudi Arabia actually considers itself at the forefront of the international community's effort to counter terrorist groups for many years.
The shooter involved in this incident who died, Mohammed Al-Shamrani, he was a second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force. We also learned that on social media he had left a trail of declarations of hate for Americans because of their so-called crimes against Muslims. Why did his commander send him to the U.S. if he had that kind of history?
Right. So as I mentioned earlier, the kingdom is fully cooperating with the U.S. investigators, who are trying to determine the motivations of the assailant. I do not want to speak about the assailant or the details of the investigations at this point. We simply don't have all the answers. Going forward, the kingdom will take all necessary measures to reduce the likelihood of something like this happening again in the future.
Fair enough, but what are the criteria for the military training program? What is the selection process?
It's a strict selection process, and the fact that you don't have to take my word for it. The Pentagon issued a statement 2 days ago saying that 28,000 Saudis have undergone this kind of military training over decades with no incident.
Will Saudi Arabia be investigating this incident independently?
We are certainly looking into it back home.
The Saudi pilots who train in the U.S. Will fly missions in the war in Yemen. It's a war that many members of the U.S. Congress strongly oppose, as you know. So how would you argue to Congress, which will certainly be looking at this, for the continuation of this training program and the role these pilots play in Yemen?
The war in Yemen was not a war of choice. It was a war of necessity for us. We are doing all we can to support the internationally recognized legitimate government of Yemen to regain control of the country. We are supportive of a peaceful and political resolution, but this war began when the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels took up arms against the internationally recognized government of Yemen, and it will end when they put those weapons down and go back to the negotiating table.
Will these pilots play a role in Yemen?
I mean, the pilots that undergo training will obviously take part in any mission that Saudi Arabia feels is necessary to ensure our national security interests.
Final question. As this tragedy unfolded, some officials quickly pushed the point of Saudi Arabia needs to give the victims money, and President Trump downplayed any need for accountability on behalf of Saudi Arabia. What is Saudi accountability in this case?
Well, as I said at the outset, we extended our condolences to the families and the victims. We extended condolences to President Trump and American leaders in Congress. We have condemned this senseless act of violence in the strongest term possible. We are cooperating fully with the U.S. investigators to try to get to the motivations of the assailant. We will take whatever measures are necessary to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again in the future.
Fahad Nazir is a spokesperson for the Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington.